And for more on the week in politics, we turn now to our regular political commentators, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. Welcome back to you both.
Thank you.
And you both wrote columns this week bemoaning what certain election campaigns are saying about the state of politics today. E.J., let's start with you. You are writing about the New York governor's race and certain comments by the Republican candidate, Carl Paladino.
I saw a tabloid headline, Put the Kids Away from the Radio, that referred to Paladino condemning gays and speedos and gay grinding. And so we have our politics coming down to witches and speedos and maybe Second Amendment remedies. It's defining democracy down. In Paladino's case, this is somebody who had a real shot here. The state was... New York is very angry. They're angry at their state government. The state government was under control of Democrats. Upstate New York has been ailing for a long time economically. An I'm Mad as Hell campaign could have been very effective this year. And instead, Paladino threw it away. But I think in general, the quality of this campaign is not matching the problems we face at the broader level. We're just seeing vague talk about, well, I'm against government, I'm against taxes, but really no one's talking about, well, what are we going to do to move forward? So Paladino is an extreme case of a general rule.
And David, you were focusing on the race for the U.S. Senate seat in Illinois, Barack Obama's former seat. No speedos and grinding in this campaign, but something else you're looking at.
At least not on the surface. Why do we have some relatively weak candidates? It's because most normal people, I would say 100% of normal people, don't want to run for office these days. And so I wrote about a guy named Mark Kirk, who had a very outstanding career as a naval intelligence officer at the World Bank, State Department, very successful career, 10 years in the House as maybe the only moderate Republican. And so he goes through this process. Some of it is self-inflicted. He embellishes some of his reports, some of his career achievements. But then he gets dumped on by ads, and he's in a very cynical political climate where the things that you do that are subject to ridicule get played up. All the things you've achieved are forgotten. And so your entire reputation goes to the toilet. And why would a normal person want to go through that? And I think that's one of the reasons we have people like Paladino, because a lot of good people just don't want to run.
I was struck by the poll that was published this week in The Washington Post, a post-Harvard Kaiser Family Foundation poll, talking about people's views of government. And it just struck me that there was a really huge contradiction between what people's views of government are, bad majority, and their views of government programs, Social Security, Medicare, anti-poverty programs, education, unemployment, all of those are great. David, how do you reconcile those two strands?
Well, this has been a long strand. I think that what's shifted recently is people have a sense of national decline. And I'm not sure they know why we're declining, but 65% of Americans think we're a nation in decline. They think the Chinese are eating our lunch. They think our fiscal situation is out of control. So I think what they're looking for is disciplined but effective government. I think they have a lot of, and personally I have a lot of, some nostalgia for the 1950s government, which did the Interstate Highway Act, which did some big things in that NASA program, but did it in a way that was disciplined, but where the money was not swallowed up, frankly, by pensions for prison guards, which is not probably the most productive way we should be spending our money. So a disciplined but effective government, I still think would be unpopular. It's not being offered by either party.
EJ, how do you read those numbers?
Well, I think we've also gone through a long period where government has been demonized. I mean, in the 50s, people had a generally more positive view of government because government had helped us win World War II and gotten us through the Great Depression. And then the whole image of government changed. But I think people have always had this inconsistency of, and Americans, I think, have it especially, of sort of being skeptical of government in the abstract, but wanting it to do a whole lot of things. When I was in New York, I talked to a Republican state senator who said that in another poll, New Yorkers said, we've got to cut the budget deeply. And then they took the five things government does the most of, its state government. And in all those areas, the voters wanted an increase. So I think that that's the way we are. And I think government has become this abstract term that's disconnected from the things it does and the services it renders.
Let's talk about another issue in the news this week, and that's the military policy on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We had a federal court ruling from California this week. The Pentagon saying that it will stop enforcing the policy banning gays from serving openly in the military to comply with that ruling, but at the same time telling service members don't come out with your sexual orientation now because you could get in trouble in the future. The Obama administration does want Don't Ask, Don't Tell overturned, but is going to defend the policy in court. David Brooks, where does this leave President Obama?
Well, but governments often have to defend the things they oppose because it's the law of the land. You have to defend that. I think the wise course here is patience. The Defense Department is coming out with a report in December. I think this is an issue which over the long term is going to take care of itself because public opinion is shifting so strongly in one direction. But it seems to me the danger is by pushing too hard and too fast, really forcing a reaction among the middle ranks of the military, and especially the people who are toughest on this are the parents of potential enlistees. If you scare them too much, you'll get a counter-reaction, which would be counterproductive.
And EJ, briefly?
Obama's in an odd position, though, of appealing a ruling where he actually agrees with the result. Mm-hmm. I wish he didn't do that. The answer is there are votes in the Senate to repeal this. It went down earlier this year for political reasons. The Senate in December should just get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Okay. Thanks to you both. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
E.J. Dionne, a columnist for The Washington Post, and David Brooks with The New York Times.